Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's governmental aid Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in the capital, Ankara, to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. Medical authorities said the death toll could rise in the coming days as several critically wounded survivors cling to life. Analysts suspect either the Islamic State militant group or Turkish nationalists opposed to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party were behind the attack. No group has claimed responsibility. Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who've seized two villages north of Hama since Friday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman linked the rising number of strikes to what he called significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. In Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace, where the U.S.-led coalition is also conducting airstrikes. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens of locals as well as Nigerian refugees. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to the Boko Haram Islamist. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in the town, which is on the shores of Lake Chad. This is VOA News. Israel carried out an airstrike earlier today in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from the Hamas-controlled area. Today's attack followed more stabbing attacks in the Old City area of East Jerusalem on Saturday. The wave of attacks in East Jerusalem has taken place around the holy site, revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. To mark World Mental Health Day, the World Health Organization has urged governments to protect the human rights and dignity of people with mental health disorders who suffer from stigma, discrimination, and wide-ranging abuse. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Hundreds of millions of people globally suffer from mental health problems. The World Health Organization reports the mentally ill account for 13% of the global disease burden and for one-third of all health-related disability. Studies in the United States, Britain, and Ethiopia show people with serious mental illness are dying 10 to 20 years earlier than the general population. WHO Mental Health Coordinator Michelle Funk says people with mental health problems often are shunned and neglected.
What we see instead is that people admitted to inpatient facilities throughout all countries in the world are exposed to violence, sexual abuse.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said the so-called TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy at the same time.
Outdated trade rules put our workers at a disadvantage, and TPP will change that. Right now, other countries can cut their costs by setting lower standards to pay lower wages. This trade agreement, TPP, will change that, holding partner countries to higher standards and raising wages across a region that makes up nearly 40% of the global economy.
A trade pact still needs to be ratified by all the governments of the countries involved. And thousands of people gathered in Washington Saturday for the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Nation Islam founder Louis Farrakhan spearheaded the original march in 1995, which brought together hundreds of thousands to Washington to pledge to improve their lives, their families, and their communities.
That's the latest world news from VOA.